Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Wild Side of Kentucky, that's the theme for this year's Jim Claypool Art and Writing Conservation Contest, co-sponsored by the State Division of Conservation and Farm Bureau.
From the student perspective alone, we end up with over 60,000 entries every year. For the last few years, we've had just over 17,000 writing entries, and then in the upper 40,000s of art entries.
Jonna McHugh, Assistant Director of the Kentucky Division of Conservation, says complete contest details and background materials are now online for teachers to begin introducing concepts to students.
So the kids are going to have a great chance to learn about the different kinds of wildlife in Kentucky, their different habitats, and what students and their families can do to help conserve the wildlife that we have.
The writing competition has been underway annually since the 40s, the art contest in the 70s. Often, teachers can use the tabloid background materials as a theme for multiple classes.
I believe so, because it gives them a great chance to talk about something different. Each year, they're going to be talking about a different topic. This gives them a chance to stretch out their creative minds on how to go about getting those kids to learn about wildlife.
Those materials now online at conservation.ky.gov. We'll be right back.
Oh, the food at this party is to die for. Look at all the choices. I could fill up my plate with just this chicken. Where did they get all this fabulous food?
We're the Turners from McLean County, Kentucky.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store with our name on it.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
This year's Jim Claypool Student Conservation Contest, now getting underway, are for K through 5 in art, with a writing competition for grades 6 through 12. Jonna McHugh with the Division of Conservation says the partnership with Farm Bureau has worked well, and with some 60,000 kids involved, that conservation message goes beyond the classroom.
Those are a great number of kids that are being introduced to this, as well as their parents when they take these tabloids home and talk with their parents about, oh, well, we're learning about wildlife in science class, and today we learned about how bats are doing great things for the environment or whatever. Then that also gives the kids a chance to teach their parents.
Kids work on entries this fall. Schools need to have winning entries submitted to conservation districts by December 1. Districts submit local winners to the state level by the end of December. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.